Balance Awareness Week, that is something that's sponsored annually by the Vestibular Disorders Association. They do this annually to kind of just highlight what it is to have a balance disorder and kind of make everybody aware of this rather invisible illness that people who have it suffer from. The only awareness we have that someone else is struggling is because they might fall or look like they've had a few too many.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is actually a condition. This is something that you're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the vestibular system is our balance system. It includes basically how our brains manage fighting gravity. So we use our vision. We use our balance organs in our inner ear. And we use our muscle and joint information. And how all of that is responding to the environment. The brain figures out what to do with that information, makes a response so that we don't fall down.
So if someone has this condition, are all of those systems affected? Is it one that can throw the rest of them off? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So with those three systems, I think of them as three legs of a triad or maybe that three-legged table. And if one of them is impaired or not working correctly, the entire system is going to be thrown off. So it isn't common that all three systems are having a deficit. It's more common that maybe one is. The system that we have is designed with checks and balances. So most of the time we can recover if there's something that's not quite efficient with one of those legs of the triad, but there are times when it's much more difficult to recover and keep your balance.
And those, again, those three are, again, what are they?
It's your eyes, your inner ear balance organ, and your muscles and joints.
So what should somebody maybe be looking out for if they're experiencing something that they don't feel like they've got the proper balance? What are some symptoms, warning signs, whatever you want to call them?
Right. Great question. So when our balance system is not efficient, we might have things like, oh, gosh, if you're walking, you get up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom and it's a lot more difficult for you to have your balance in the dark. That's a sign that your vestibular system is not efficient. Let's say you are riding in the car and it's just not an option for you to look out the side window because you'll get motion sick. That's a sign that your vestibular system isn't working well for you. Let's say, oh, maybe you're diabetic and you're starting to lose some sensation in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
That muscle and joint information is going to be compromised. You might have trouble walking across uneven ground.
Oh, yeah.
You might also have trouble if you were in a situation where you can't stare at the ground to use your eyes to help you pick up the information that your feet can no longer tell you.
I see. So there's a whole series of things there. We're talking with Jeanette Tuzano, a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette Fair Avenue Clinic. We're talking about balance awareness. Now, Jeanette, with this, we talk about this as these are things to look out for. What can be done if someone is experiencing these things?
Actually, there's a lot that can be done because balance is a multifactorial circumstance. So, for instance, in the world of physical therapy, if you're having issues with your balance and it's affecting your function, you feel like you're going to fall down, maybe you're having loss of balance events and near falls, maybe you're actually falling. The physical therapy, vestibular therapist in particular, is the person that can assess those three input systems, your visual system, your inner ear balance organ, and your muscle and joints, just to see what is it that's inefficient, what's contributing to your symptom pattern, and then what can be done about it.
Jeanette, we were talking just a moment ago about symptoms and things that can start happening, that you can be aware of these issues with your balance. What can you do with effective physical therapy to help to at least address it and maybe combat it somewhat if someone has it?
Great question. So yeah, there's plenty that we can do. So let's take an example. Let's say where maybe you're a serviceman. Maybe you served our country and you came back and you have dizziness and imbalance and you have headache and things aren't going well. You might look and appear normal to the people around you, but you know you don't feel normal, you don't feel balanced, and there's this kind of chronic dizziness that you feel all the time. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we can look at with regard to what's contributing to that. Did you get exposed to a blast injury? Is your balance organ impaired? We can test for that. We can give you exercises and drills that help improve the efficiency of your balance system.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to determine that you're very sensitive to hearing now since that exposure. Maybe you're a musician mm-hmm. and you've been around loud music all your life, and those loud speakers can contribute to barotrauma to the inner ear balance organ. We can detect some of that, either refer you on to the appropriate person to help you or give you some strategies to minimize how much those limitations will affect you.
You're talking about some of the things here of like with the vision going or the hearing going or whatnot. A lot of times, obviously, when you have a younger person, that might be due to a trauma of some mm-hmm. kind or whatever. But as you get older, these types of things start to go. Mm-hmm. Does that contribute to balance issues and falling in the elderly?
Absolutely right. So as you're older, your visual system was maybe you've got cataracts now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say you do have diabetes or perhaps you've had a knee or two replaced. Your ability to feel the ground is now compromised. And if you have cataracts, now you also aren't seeing well. So you have two legs of that triad that are compromised. Now, maybe you're not falling down all the time, but you most certainly are at risk for losing your balance mm-hmm. because your vision isn't real clear, or crisp, or accurate, and your muscles and joints aren't very accurate at telling you what the floor is like. So if we don't know what we're seeing and if we can't tell what we're feeling, mm-hmm. the chances of us making an accurate response in time to combat gravity drop. So then your risk for falling down increases.
Yeah. Before we went on the air, you said something basically that in the end, gravity will win, right?
Gravity is sneaky. Mm-hmm. And if we are not faster than it, we will find the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole goal of the balance system is to kind of figure out what to do to not have gravity win.
How can folks find out more about ACTIV and what they can do for you?
Active physical therapy. Go see us at stayactiveup.com. And see what the website has to offer. You can give us a call at the office, either the Fair Avenue office or the Synergy office. We also have the offices in the Ishpeming. Mm-hmm. So give us a shout.